Caitlin Farr. Farr, a freshman at 5'8". Maggie Osborne is a sophomore, 5'9". And Isabel Atkins, a freshman at 5'10". Now, there's something, Cody, you don't see real often. Four freshmen and one sophomore in the starting lineup tonight for the Mound City Panthers.
Yeah, only one senior that I'm spotting on the roster, Avery McDonald, the lone senior on this Panthers basketball squad this year.
As we said, the Panthers came up a little bit short, I believe it was last night. No, maybe they didn't. Yeah, that was the boys that came up short last night. Now let's take a look at the East Atchison Lady Wolves. They're coached by Coach Devin Elbertson. He'll go with Abby Harms. Harms is a senior. Lizzie Sleater. Sleater is a senior. Grace Oswald, also a senior. Grace Cottle is a sophomore, and Rainey Nordhausen is a junior. So obviously a much more experienced and more mature team on the floor for East Atchison, starting seniors and juniors versus four freshmen and a sophomore for Mound City. We'll see how that shakes out as we get underway here. Not sure what happened. I was watching the clock wind down and thought we were getting ready to go, and now I look up and they put an additional 5 or 6 minutes up there. Apparently, let's see, this game was scheduled
7:30,
and we're so far ahead of time that they put some extra minutes up here, and we're not going to just keep moving along like we are used to doing here in this Mound City tournament. I don't know, Cody, maybe you've got a chance to run up there to that hospitality room.
I might not come back.
Pretty good potato soup up there. Let's step aside for another two-minute break here, then we'll be back with more from Mound City High School after this two-minute timeout. Live on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Moving right along toward tipping off on our third game of the evening here, and then all of a sudden they put a bunch of extra time up on the clock. Ordinarily, we are scrambling to try and stay on time, but this year at Mound City, we're way ahead of schedule. This next game was not scheduled to tip off until 7:30, and they didn't want to go way too early, so they put an extra 5 or 6 minutes up on the clock after it got counted down, and we thought we were ready for tip-off, which left us with a little time to kill. We had a discussion off air, and Cody has said he's not interested in singing Christmas carols to keep you entertained, so I guess we'll talk about upcoming broadcasts. Tomorrow night, John Nixon will be joining me here at Mound City as our coverage of the tournament continues. At 4:30 tomorrow afternoon, we'll have the Mid-Buchanan girls taking on Mound City. Our 6 o'clock ball game, Mid-Buchanan's boys with Rockport. Then at 7:30, the LeBlanc girls will play Rockport. And the nightcap tomorrow night at 9 o'clock will be the LeBlanc boys and the South Hole boys. That's what we've got on schedule for you tomorrow night. Now, of course, our coverage of this tournament will continue on into the weekend. We just can't tell you at this point which game, what time, or anything, because we have to complete the pool play before we see the bracketing for the semifinals and the finals. I can tell you that on Friday night, I'll be going on the air on our sister station, KTNC, as we'll get things tipped off on the Nebraska side for high school basketball. I'll be traveling to Sterling with the Sacred Heart Irish. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game scheduled for around 6 o'clock. Always hard to tell there with the JV games and when they finish up. We always say on our promos that start times are approximate, but it'll be pretty close to a 6 o'clock tip-off at Sterling Friday night for the girls' game, and that'll be followed by the boys' varsity contest. We saw Sacred Heart girls coach Luke Sando here earlier tonight at Mound City, seated all by his lonesome across the way. He was scouting Rockport and the South Holt teams here watching them. The coach's job is never done. They're out on the road somewhere watching basketball.
That's exactly right.
Whenever they have an opportunity. Cody Swong alongside tonight helping out. We appreciate it with his brand new headsets, too. I'm envious here. Nice looking headsets. He showed up. I think that was a Christmas present last year, wasn't it? A
couple years ago, yep.
Yeah, a couple years ago. So they're still aren't afraid out at all. They're still new.
Yeah.
We got to get you to using them things more. Having the introduction now of the starting lineups over the public address system, we shared them with you earlier. Again, quickly for Mound City, Danica McDonald, Selah Meadows, Peyton Farr, Maggie Osborne, Isabel Atkins, four freshmen and a sophomore for Coach Ryan Osborne. For East Atchison, again, quickly, it was Abby Harms, Liz Sleeter, Grace Oswald, Grace Cottle, and Rainey Nordhausen. We've completed the introduction of starting lineups now on the PA system. Both coaches giving their players some last-minute instructions, and we're about set to get underway our third game of four tonight here on Sunny 101.3. All right, stepping in to jump it up for East Atchison will be Lizzie Sleeter, the senior. And I'll have to wait until she turns. She'll set up 54? 44. I don't have a 54. Okay, must be Isabel Atkins in there. Here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by East Atchison. All we can go is with what they give us in the program here. With the basketball on the left side for East Atchison. They try to put it underneath. Grace Cottle has the pass knocked away, goes out of bounds on the baseline, left side of the basket. Wolves will keep it. Abby Harms will inbound it. She'll stand just under her own basket to the left side on the baseline. Gets it in. Here's a long two from the left side, up and good. And that's Rainey Nordhausen. Nordhausen with the first 2 points of the ball game. 2-0, East Atchison on top, opening seconds here at Mound City. And now we're going to have a traveling call. Getting tied up down here on the right side for Mound City. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Wolves. I'm going to go with that being 54 as being Isabel Atkins. We've got a 44 in the program enlisted. We fill out our score sheets based off of the program that's being turned in by the schools prior to the tournament beginning, and sometimes they surprise us, and I think that happened in one of the boys' games earlier here. A number pops up that's not listed anywhere. All right, basketball belong to East Atchison. They'll inbound it. Nordhausen inbounds the pass. Nordhausen gives up to Oswald. Oswald, a cross-court pass, right side set shot up and off. No good. Fight for the rebound. Rebound's going to be pulled down by Peyton Farr. Farr comes up with it into forecourt. Mound City on the dribble. Meadows to the near side to Farr. Farr lobs it inside to Atkins. Atkins has the ball knocked away and stolen. Grace Oswald the other direction. Fast break, driving lay-in up and good by Lizzie Sleeter. Sleeter with her first 2 points, and it's 4-0. East Atchison up early in the opening minute of play here at Mound City. Now for the Panthers down court on the dribble. Meadows comes to the near side with her pass to Farr. A cross-court skip pass to the far side, McDonald. Meadows for a long one from the top of the key up and off. No good. And the rebound down to Grace Oswald. Oswald across the timeline will set the offense now for the East Atchison Wolves. Dribbling for East Atchison. That's Cottle. Oh, her pass into the corner looking for Harms. Went over Abby Harms' head and out the doorway down the hall. They'll have to chase it down. 4-0 your score. East Atchison with the early lead. Opening minute here. 6:35 to play in the first quarter. We're in Mound City at the Mound City Invitational Tournament. Meadows into forecourt. Left wing McDonald. Back up top to Meadows inside the paint. Underneath Atkins has it knocked away and stolen by Oswald. Grace Oswald will push it down the court. Grace works to the right side of the top of the key. Left-handed dribble between the rings. Had the ball deflected away. Grabbed up by Grace Cottle. Cottle feeds it inside. They lob it under the basket. Shot is put up and blocked away. Sluter tried to put a shot up on the baseline. It was blocked, and Mound City comes up with the steal. Into forecourt. Meadows to the near side. Far lobs it to the baseline, working underneath the basket. Try for layup, up and off, no good. Atkins with the rebound. Outlet pass, top of the key. Meadows feeds it inside the paint. Ball tipped away, knocked away loose. Now in trouble underneath there is Osborne. Osborne tries to go to the right corner with it to Far. The ball is deflected away, knocked out of bounds by the Wolves, and it'll belong to the Mound City Panthers. Into the lineup now, Miranda Rieger checks in. Rieger, 5'9 junior, onto the floor, replacing Isabel Atkins. In the corner to inbound it is Far, Peyton Far. Inside the paint, there's a little floater that's up and won't go. Shot put up by Maggie Osborne. Osborne will be at the line. We'll have a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Have to wait until they post it here. I didn't catch the referee when he signaled the bench. Foul is going to be on Nordhausen. On Nordhausen, her first team foul, number one. Free throw is up and good for Maggie Osborne. That's her first point and the first point of the night for Mound City. Maggie Osborne, sophomore, 5'9", daughter of Coach Ryan Osborne. Second shot is up and good also. Maggie got a bow. She's got a big brother, plays a little ball at UNO. Plays very well up there. 4-2, your score now. East Atchison up by two. Here's Cottle with the ball, takes it around to the right side of the lane, falls to the floor, kicks it into the corner to Abby Harms. Abby Harms tries to drive the baseline. She dribbled the ball on the baseline. It'll be a turnover, and it'll give the ball back once again to Mound City. Into the lineup now for East Atchison comes Zoe Madron. Madron checking in. She's a junior. And here come the Panthers on the attack. They're down by two, trailing 4-2. Picking up her dribble there is Meadows. Meadows gets the pass right back, has it stolen away by Osborne. Down court they come across the timeline on the dribble. Sleater got underneath the basket, fell to the floor. The ball went out of bounds off of Mound City. It'll be East Atchison's basketball. 5:01 to play here in the first quarter. All right, on the baseline to inbound it, Madron. Madron going to run out of time. Now lobs it up top, gets it up to Nordhausen. Nordhausen hands it off again to Grace Oswald in the paint. Oswald driving, lay-in up and off and no good. And the ball chased down in the corner and controlled by Maggie Osborne. Osborne will bring the ball up court. Osborne at the top of the key picks up the dribble to the left side. Goes to McDonald, back to Osborne. McDonald lobs it into traffic. Shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Miranda Rieger. That's the first field goal there of the night for Mound City. We're tied at 4 apiece with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Wolves feed it under the basket. There's an open look. Won't go. Ball is fought for. Loose basketball on the floor. Everybody going after it. And I believe we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Panthers. The foul is going to be on Meadows. On Meadows, that'll be her first team foul, number one, on Mound City. It'll be East Atchison's basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline on the left side. Inbounding it, Madron will toss it in to the corner. Gets it to Windham, who's in the ballgame now. Taya Windham down to the Oswald. Oswald on the floor. Turns, gives it inside. Again, the top of the key, free throw line. Set shot up and good by Windham. Taya Windham, another freshman in there. Boy, there's a lot of freshmen on the floor here in this girls' basketball game. 6-4 your score. East Atchison up by two. Lob pass into traffic. to the right side of the lane it comes. There's a shot is up by Osborne, off no good. A fight for the rebound on the baseline. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. It goes off of Miranda Rieger, so the ball will belong to East Atchison. Inbounding the ball into the basket on the right side against some pressure now. Tossing it in will be Lizzie Sleater. Sleater gets it in. Down court quickly comes Grace Oswald on the dribble. Oswald gets it across the timeline to the top of the circle, left side. Sleater driving baseline, got her own rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Lizzie Sleater has 4 points, and it's 8-4. East Atchison has doubled up the score now on Mound City. 3:25 to play here in the first quarter. On the right wing, handling the ball on the near side. Underneath, shot is up. It was that Osborne got that one, I think, on the baseline. The shot goes to Maggie Osborne, her first field goal. She's got 4 points. 8-6 your score now. 2-point lead for East Atchison. Pass goes to the right side. Grace Oswald has it taken away and stolen by Rieger. Now a reach in, whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Foul's going to go against East Atchison. Foul is going to be called on Grace Oswald. On Grace, her first personal, team foul number 2 on the Wolves. Couple of subs into the ball game for East Atchison. Briseida Jimenez makes her first appearance tonight. We'll see who else checked in here. I think Nordhusen is back onto the floor. Mound City down by 2 with the basketball into forecourt. Skip pass across court. Far side. Goes over to McDonald. McDonald feeds to the right. Here's a jump shot. Bang off the glass. Up off no good for Peyton Farr. And the rebound is pulled down by Nordhusen. Nordhausen, that is. Nordhausen gives it up to Grace Oswald, who sets the offense. Oswald's pass is deflected away. Went off the fingertips of Jimenez. And it'll be Mount City's basketball, still down by 2. The Lady Panthers trail 8-6. Chance to tie or take a lead with a bucket this trip down. 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. On the dribble across the timeline comes Meadows. Meadows gives it on the right wing to Farr. Farr tries to go in the corner. Grace Oswald defending her. Now they go inside. There's a driving layup. Spins off the rim and won't drop for Miranda Rieger, but she's fouled. Rieger's going to be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. I think the foul's going to go on Nordhausen. I'm going to wait till they post it. Yes, it is on Nordhausen. Her second team foul, number 3. At the free throw line, Miranda Rieger. First shot is up and good. She'll have a second shot coming here. Rieger now with 3 points in the ballgame. 8-7. It's a 1-point contest with 2:17 to play here in the first quarter. Miranda Rieger ready for her second free throw. It's on the way, up and good also. Got them both. Rieger with a pair. And we're tied at 8-all with 2:15 to play here in the quarter. On the dribble comes Grace Oswald into forecourt at the top of the key. Oswald to the left wing on the left side. Underneath, turnaround shot, Sleater, follow shot, got her own rebound, follow shot, second attempt, whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Sleater at the free throw line where she'll be shooting 2 shots. Foul's going to be called on Sarah Meadows. On Meadows, that is her second personal, team foul number 2. Lizzie Sleater at the line to shoot 2. She's got 4 points so far tonight. First one is up. Off the back of the rim won't go. She'll have a second attempt coming. 2 minutes even to play here in the first quarter. All tied up at 8 in this girls' contest. Mound City and East Atchison. 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament tonight. Second shot for Lizzie Sleater is on the way. It's up and it rims around and won't go, but there's a whistle and maybe a lane violation here. She'll get another chance at it. Have a second shot coming after a lane violation on Mound City. Lizzie Sleater's second free throw attempt is up. This time she got it. So that worked out well for Lizzie. She's got 5 points now. And the lead goes back to East Atchison, 9-8 with a minute 56 to go here in the first quarter. Handling the ball on the near side is Peyton Farr. Farr looks for the cutter in the paint. Can't find her inside. Now Rieger comes over to help her. The ball knocked away. Grace Oswald is a senior. We watched her in this tournament for 3 years. She's a very quick-handed defender out here. Gracie Oswald trying to get the turnover. Handling the ball on the near side. Osborne. Ball comes to the top of the key. Farr. Long shot from the left side for 3, up and good by McDonald. McDonald nails a three from over on the left wing. Long down court pass, quick fast break. East Atchison launches a three from the corner. Right side doesn't go, and there with the rebound is McDonald. Danica McDonald comes down with the ball, gets it to Miranda Rieger. Rieger feeds to the corner, left side. Osborne, jump shot, floater off the glass, no. Rebound brought down by Madren. Madren gives it out to Grace Oswald, and she'll bring it back down court. Just over a minute to go, 1:02 to play here in the first quarter, 9-11. A two-point lead right now. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. Doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Maggie Osborne. Into forecourt. Osborne off to the left wing to Farr. Peyton Farr brings it around the top of the key to the right elbow. Hands to McDonald. McDonald, long three. In and out. No good. Sleater with the rebound. Down to 35 seconds to go in the quarter. 11-9 your score. Into forecourt, Mound City with the lead right now. Into forecourt, Oswald feeds it underneath Sleater in traffic, forces up a shot, doesn't go. Follow shot doesn't go. Third try is up off no good. Fourth try is up off no good. Sleater had four shots at it down there. There must be a lid on that basket, she's thinking right now. And now Oswald tips the ball away down here, knocked it away from Maggie Osborne as Osborne got onto the baseline. 10 seconds left to play in the quarter. It'll be Mountain City's basketball under their own bucket. Lady Panthers will inbound it. To inbound the pass, Peyton Farr. She stands on the baseline, right side of the basket. Farr looking for the inbound pass into the corner, left side, Rieger to the left wing. There's a three up and good, and second three for Danica McDonald. She's hit a pair of them, 14-9. Mound City with a five-point lead. Long three at the buzzer doesn't go, and after one quarter, Mound City leads East Atchison, 14-9. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City. Second quarter action. It's a 14-9 Mound City lead here in the girls' game, the third of four games here this evening. We have another one on tap for you following this one, so stay tuned. Starting the second quarter, it's Mound City basketball. Underneath with the basketball is Isabel Atkins. She scores. Now it's 16-9, Mound City in front. East Atchison back the other way now. East Atchison in their white uniforms, Mound City in the purple with the gold trim. Grace Oswald for East Atchison with the basketball. She'll dribble it to the top of the key. Uses her dribble through traffic. Up in the paint, won't fall. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by Mound City. Down court pass, they find Danica McDonald. Up off the glass, won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is called. And they'll send Danica McDonald for Mound City to the free throw line. Foul's going to be called on East Atchison's. Wait till they post to make sure. They're going to call that on Grace Cottle. On Cottle, her first personal foul, team foul, number one of the second quarter. McDonald's free throw up and down. She's got 7 points here in the first half. Another one coming up here. Back into the ball game comes Lizzie Schleter for East Atchison, as well as Rainey Nordhausen. Second free throw for McDonald, up short off front iron, won't fall. Rebound comes out of there, Lizzie Schleter for East Atchison. Just underway here in the second quarter. The score is Mound City 17, East Atchison 9. East Atchison still looking for their first bucket of the second quarter. Here's a pass underneath the Nordhausen that goes right over her fingertips. Going to go out of bounds into the cheerleader arms. It's going to be a turnover to Mound City. 7:03 left to play, second quarter. A decent crowd on hand here this evening in Mound City. for a Tuesday evening matinee. Inbound pass comes into Maggie Osborne. Osborne has it at the right elbow, backs it back out in the right corner. Top of the key it goes. That's to Peyton Farr. Farr back to Osborne. Osborne will dribble drive right baseline, won't fall. Defensive rebound comes out of there with it. Taya Windham. Taya Windham pulls down the defensive rebound. Here's Sleeter with it for East Atchison. Top of the key goes back to Windham. Windham for three. Top won't fall. Offensive rebound there for it was Lizzie Sleeter. A whistle and timeout on the court possibly. Yeah, they're going to take a timeout to get a substitution. They're going to bring out Isabel Atkins and put in Miranda Rigger as Sleeter scores that basket. Sleeter's got 7 points now in the ball game. Mound City basketball, 17-11 in favor of Mound City here. Into the front court. They throw it to Danica McDonald on the left side. Now they run up a double screen. They find McDonald in the right corner. Trying to get it to the high post to Osborne. Around the key it goes into the hands of Selah Meadows. Meadows around to McDonald. She's hit two threes. That's the third one. Danica McDonald knocks down another triple. She's got 10 points in the ball game, and she has three-pointers. Into the front court comes East Atchison, trailing by 9, 20-11 the score. 5:51 to play here in the second. Here's a steal by Mound City back the other way. They find McDonald. McDonald jump stop, puts it up off the glass. Off back iron won't fall, but there's Miranda Rigger with the offensive rebound. Up and good. Miranda Rigger scores a basket. And timeout on the court called by East Atchison. 5:39 to play second quarter, 22-11. Mound City in front. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Bringing it to the front court for East Atchison. Off to Lizzie Sleeter, who backs away to the basket. Up and good. Lizzie Sleeter gets another basket. She's got 9 in the ball game, and it's 22-13. Back to just a 9-point lead for Mound City. Into the front court, Maggie Osborne dribbles across the timeline. Across the new court, as Randy mentioned earlier in the broadcast, brand new court here at Mound City High School. Here's Miranda Rigger with it. She'll use her dribble. Has it knocked away momentarily. Back outside. Ends up in the hands of Selah Meadows for three at the top of the key that won't fall. Defensive rebound pulled out of there by East Atchison. Into the front court for the Wolves comes Grace Oswald. She'll go to the right side with it to Windham. Windham cross-court pass to Sleeter. Sleeter shuffled her feet, and that's going to be traveling turnover to Mound City. 4:52 to play here in the second quarter. Mound City in front of East Atchison here about midway through the second. No shot clock this year in Missouri yet. There is going to be shot clock in Nebraska, I believe, though.
Yep, that's going to take some getting used to.
Here's the three-pointer from the top of the key. Up and good by Selah Meadows. Meadows knocks down her first field goal of the ball game, and it's 25-13, stretching the lead to 12 for Mound City. Here's Grace Oswald, right side. Here's Windham, shot from the right wing that won't fall. Offensive rebound by Sleeter, up and good. Lizzie Sleeter scores her fifth field goal of the game. She's got 11 points on the evening, and it's 25-15, Mound City in front. To the left side, Danica McDonald, top of the key, Osborne, who uses her dribble to the free throw line, up and good. Maggie Osborne with the pull-up jumper from the free throw line. She's got 6 points now in the ball game. Into the front court for East Atchison comes Grace Cottle. He'll take it to the basket. She'll put a shot up, but they stayed traveling before she got to that point of releasing the shot. Rosetta Jimenez checking back into the game for East Atchison with 4 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. Mound City with the basketball with a 12-point lead, 27-15 the score. Right side it goes to Peyton Farr. Farr uses her dribble to the top of the key, defended by Grace Oswald. As Randy mentioned earlier, oh, nice pass. Backdoor cut, Maggie Osborne up and good. Peyton Farr with a nice pass to Maggie Osborne for the easy two. as Randy was mentioning earlier, Grace Oswald was doing a great job defending far there, and then Maggie Osborne got loose on a backdoor cut and scored the easy layup. Back the other way come the Wolves. This is Cottle with it, who will try a jumper, has it blocked away momentarily, ends up in the hands of Jimenez. Jimenez tries to hand it off to Oswald, stolen away by Sayla Meadows, puts the shot up on the glass, and got it to go, plus the foul. Sayla Meadows is going to head to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity. We'll check on who that foul was on.
Foul's going to be called on Grace Oswald. On Oswald, that'll be her second, as I've got it.
And that's what it shows.
Team foul number two.
All right, Sayla Meadows at the free throw line. She's got 5 points now in the ball game. Free throw on the way up off back iron. Won't go down. Jimenez pulls down the rebound for East Atchison, and they hand it to Grace Oswald. 31-15 the score. 3 minutes, 4 seconds left to play in the second quarter. Here's Jimenez. Pass inside to Sleater. Sleater turnaround up off the glass. Won't fall. Rebound's tipped around. Ends up going out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. It'll stay with East Atchison. Checking into the ball game for Mound City comes Elena Gillenwater. Elena Gillenwater will check in, I believe, for the first time here this evening. She's a 5'8 freshman for Mound City. Jimenez will trigger it in on the right side of her own basket. She'll throw it in to Grace Oswald, who takes it to the left corner, now back out top. Crossover dribble, hands it off to Elena Gillenwater. Oh, sorry, that was Cottle. Grace Cottle, got my 22s confused. Inside it goes to Sleater. Sleater trying to make her move to the basket. Comes back out of there. Now she's stuck with it. Hands it off to Grace Oswald. Oswald, top of the key with it. Left side, Sleater. Sleater dribble drives to the hoop. Jump stop, puts the shot up. A little bit long, won't fall. Defensive rebound there for it was Danica McDonald. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the rebound.
Foul is going to be on Grace Cottle. On Cottle, that's her first personal. Team foul number three.
The team foul starting to pile up for East Atchison here in the second quarter.
That's Cottle's second personal, I'm sorry.
All right. Mound City basketball. On the right side with it is Gillenwater. Back out top it goes to Peyton Farr for three. Off back iron won't fall. They hand it off to Osborne. Osborne will dribble to the free throw line. Now cross court pass it goes. Scoop pass underneath to Osborne for three at the top of the key won't fall. Back out offensive rebound by Mound City as Osborne drives the basket. Has it blocked away. Offensive rebound there for it was Rigger. Rigger put a shot up and good for Mound City. She's got 8 points in the ball game and she was fouled, so she'll go to the free throw line. Sub into the ball game for East Atchison comes Abby Harms. She'll replace Jimenez. Jimenez will take a seat.
Foul is on Zoe Madren. That is her first personal. Team foul number four on the Wolves.
Riggers free throw up and no good that time. Rebound comes out of there with it. Grace Oswald. Oswald to the front court. She'll use her dribble. Now at the volleyball spike line. At the new C, here's a three-pointer on the left wing, wide open, up and good by Taya Windham. Windham knocks down a triple. She's got 5 points in the ball game. She's one of those freshmen out there. She's got 5 points, and it's 33-18. Mound City in front. 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. Back the other way comes McDonald. Inside pass it goes Maggie Osborne. But whistle and a reach-in foul is going to be called as Osborne started to make her move there.
Yes, the foul is going to be on Danica McDonald, or check that, I'm sorry, on Abby Harms. Abby Harms picks up the personal.
They're going to send Maggie Osborne. I think that's four per, I think that's, oh, that is five fouls. So we will send Maggie Osborne to the free throw line where she's 2-for-2 on the evening. She's got 8 points on the night. Two free throws coming here. First one up and good. Into the ballgame for East Atchison comes Rainey Nordhausen. Nordhausen checks in as Osborne gets the ball from the official. Free throw on the way up and good. She's got 10 points on the night. East Atchison with a minute, 10 seconds left to play in the second quarter. The score is 35-18. Mound City in front here as they've really opened this up here in the second quarter. Now with the basketball goes Schleter. Schleter gets tripped and hits the deck hard, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mound City.
I think Peyton Farr is going to get tagged for it, but Peyton was just kind of innocently lying on the floor. As she was lying on the floor, Schleter tripped over her and fell down kind of hard, and Farr ends up being tagged with the personal.
Farr might have taken the worst of that. She'll take a seat, get checked on. Into the ball game, replacing her is Amber Salas. Salas will check in. Inbound pass for East Atchison. Here's a left corner shot by Nordhausen that won't fall. Offensive rebound tracked down by Windham. She'll hand it to Schleter, who will take it to the basket. Up and good. Lizzie Schleter now with
13
now in the first half. She's got 13 of the East Atchison 20 points, and it's a 35-20 advantage for Mound City. 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. This is Maggie Osborne with the basketball. At the M on the MC at the center. In the center circle, she stands with it. Dribble back and forth, wanting to hold for one shot. Coach Ryan Osborne up on the bench giving instruction. Osborne will just grind the clock down. Clock shows 16 now. I would guess at about 12, they'll take off and go. Here's Osborne. She'll dribble now. Kick out left corner three-pointer. Up won't fall. Here's Grace Oswald with the defensive rebound. 7 seconds. And as Grace Oswald was making it up the floor, we're going to have a whistle and a foul, blocking foul on Mound City.
Foul is going to be called on Amber Salas. On Amber, that's her first personal. Only team foul number two of the quarter.
4 seconds. Grace Oswald has it. She'll fire a three from the top of the key. Off back iron won't fall. And that'll take us to halftime with Mound City leading 35-20. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back and look at the first half stats. You're enjoying high school basketball and coverage of the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the Sunny Sport or MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Inside the Mound City High School Gymnasium, it's halftime. The Mound City Lady Panthers leading East Atchison 35-20 at the half. And here with a look at the first half scoring is Cody Swan.
You bet. 35-20. The score, as Randy mentioned. Leading the way for East Atchison is Lizzie Schleter. She has 13 points in the ball game. Taya Windham has 5, and it's Rainey Nordhausen with 2 for their total of 20. On Mound City side, two players in double figures. Danica McDonald has 10 points. She hit 3 3-pointers there in that first half. And it's Maggie Osborne, who is 4 for 4 from the free throw line and 3 field goals for her 10 points. It's 8 points for Miranda Rigger, and it's 5 points for Selah Meadows and 2 points for Isabel Atkins for their total of 35. Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast are Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and then Northwest Ag Services. What we'll do now is we'll take another 2-minute timeout, take a look at the weather, take another 2-minute timeout, look back for second half action. Again, your halftime score, Mound City 35, East Atchison 20. You're enjoying high school basketball and live coverage of the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in. We got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week. So come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
This is your friendly reminder from Nemaha County Hospital. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week. With flu season in full swing, it's the perfect time to roll up your sleeves and protect yourself and those you love. A flu shot is quick and easy and one of the best ways to stay healthy during the holidays. Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get vaccinated today. Call Nemaha County Hospital to learn more or schedule your flu shot. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzuk with your weather for the tri-state area. We're looking right above our average lows for tonight, and as we head through the weekend, slight cool down expected in a Wednesday night with low temperatures into the low 10s. Looks like our low temperatures won't peak until Friday night with low temperatures back into the upper 20s. Average highs around this time of year, 42 degrees, and our average lows around 22 degrees. Tonight, we're looking clear with the low around 28, with southwest winds at 5 to 15, gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. On Wednesday, we're expecting lots of sunshine with a high near 49, with west-northwest winds picking up at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night looks mostly clear with the low around 14, with north-northwest winds at 5 to 15, gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Thursday looks like lots of sunshine with a high near 27 with north-northeast winds at 5 to 10. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzlik on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back inside the Mound City High School, Randy Gatula, Cody Swong with you tonight here on Sunny 101.3. A very special welcome to all of our listeners all across Northwest Missouri. It's always our pleasure to kick off our new season of high school basketball coverage by coming to the Mound City Tournament, and I believe, if I'm correct here, this is our 25th annual coverage on Sunny 101.3 of the 66th annual tournament. We've been coming over here a long time and have made a lot of friends over the years. Always a pleasure to be back inside the now newly refurbished Mound City Gymnasium. Brand new gym floor. If you haven't been in to see this thing yet, it is spectacular. It really looks nice. At halftime, the Mound City Lady Panthers are leading the East Atchison Wolves 35-20. Up next, we'll have the boys game coming up with East Atchison and South Holt. We got a half a game to play here yet. When the third quarter action is resumed, it'll be East Atchison's basketball, the inbound pass. They toss it in to Grace Cottle. Cottle goes to the left side, over to Oswald. Grace Oswald on the dribble, right side of the lane. Backs it back out to the top of the key. Gets a pick set there. Now works the left-handed dribble to the left wing. Lob pass inside the paint. Turnaround shot up and off, no good. There's a rebound follow shot put back, rimmed off, no good. And the rebound pulled down for Mound City by Maggie Osborne. Osborne will bring it up court herself, goes to the left corner with it. Here's a long three from the left corner, up and good by McDonald. That's her third three-pointer of the night, Cody. She's been nailing them down in the corner.
She can shoot. She's got four three-pointers on the evening, 13 points in the ball game.
Now the points, now they put them up, 38-20. Subs checking in here for East Atchison. Got a couple of people off the bench coming in. Zoe Madrin now back onto the floor. On the dribble, into forecourt for East Atchison is Cottle. Cottle goes to the left side to Oswald. All tried to put it back to Oswald, and the ball went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Mound City will get the ball back.
She threw it, just nobody there.
Lady Panthers with the basketball. On the dribble, up court, comes with it is Meadows. Meadows at the top of the free throw circle to the left wing, McDonald. McDonald into the corner, Oswald. Lob pass underneath the basket. Shot is up and good, put in by Miranda Rieger. Miranda Rieger now at double figures. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. 40-20. Mound City has doubled up the score on East Atchison. And here's the ball tipped out of bounds. Good defense down here by Danica McDonald as she got the turnover. The ball went off the fingertips of Grace Cottle, and it'll be Mound City's basketball. 6:48 to go, third quarter here at the Mound City Invitational Tournament. The Lady Panthers on top. They led it 35-20 at halftime. They've since increased that lead up 40-20 now at the 6:44 mark of the third period. With the ball is McDonald inside the paint, right side, across court into Osborne. Osborne turnaround shot, she's fouled, and we're going to put Osborne, Maggie Osborne, at the line to shoot two shots.
Foul's going to be called on Nordhausen. Rainey Nordhausen is going to pick up her third personal foul, team foul number one.
At the line, Maggie is 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. This shot is up and good. She's now 5 out of 5 from the line and has 11 points in the ballgame for the coach's daughter.
Randy, just so you know, 24 is Schleter. Lizzie Schleter changed jerseys.
Oh, really? Well, that crossed me up real quick. She's wearing 24. I wonder what that's about. Second shot is up and good.
I think there was some blood on the jersey.
Okay, Osborne, she was wearing 10 earlier.
Yep.
Now, okay, so Aslan Willie was listed as 24.
Yep, she just put her warm-up back on.
Okay. All right, with the dribble, they lob it inside. Ball tipped away, almost stolen under there by Miranda Rieger. Now finally coming up with the basketball is Maggie Osborne. Yeah, that crossed me up when I looked in there. There's a shot for three from the left elbow that's off, no good. Struggling after the loose basketball on the baseline was Maggie Osborne, but they say she stepped on the baseline, so the ball will go back over to East Atchison. Lizzie Sleeter, a senior, started out as number 10, now wearing number 24 out there. Boy, they're doing everything they can to cross us up, aren't they? On the right side in the corner, they put a pass underneath into Osborne. Whistle.
Traveling.
Traveling is going to be the call. Turnover gives it back now to East Atchison. Up court comes Grace Oswald on the dribble. She works it across the center court line into forecourt to the left elbow. To the near side, the pass comes to Madron. She holds the ball for a minute. Madron looking for Sleeter under the basket. Now goes to Sleeter. Sleeter jump shot 12 feet away on the right side is short. Rebound taken out underneath the basket by Miranda Rieger. Rieger brings it down court herself. Now feeds it out to Osborne. Osborne free throw line jump shot. Up and off, no good. Rieger with the rebound for Mound City. Very active is Rieger underneath there. Here's a shot from the top of the key again that's put up by Osborne. Doesn't go. They give it back to her a second time. Now a long three from the right elbow, short off the front of the rim by Meadows. They're getting a lot of shots here. Now we're going to have a traveling call on Maggie Osborne.
42-20, Mound City in front here with 5:17 to play in the third quarter.
All right. It'll be East Atchison. The Lady Wolves will inbound the ball against full court pressure now. Looking to lob it into the left side. They get it into Taya Windham. Windham quickly hands the ball back up to Grace Oswald, and she'll bring the ball up court. Oswald to the left elbow with the pass. Now they try to get it inside again to McDonald, or to Windham, rather. Ball is tipped away, and Osborne comes out with it. Osborne's got numbers here. 4-on-3 fast break. To the right side, Meadows. Shot is up and off, feel good. That wouldn't go. That was put up by McDonald, rather. And very slowly up the court comes Grace Oswald. Her team down by 22. Grace doesn't appear to be in any hurry here. To Windham, out on the right elbow. Windham has used up her dribble. She needs help. Now gets in a cross-court pass to the top of the key. Long three is up and off, no good. Battle underneath for the rebound. I imagine Miranda Rieger is going to get called for this one.
Exactly. It's on. Miranda Rieger is going to pick up her first personal foul, team foul number one.
So it'll be East Atchison. The Wolves will play it in on the baseline on the right side under their own basket. Out on the right elbow, here's a long three by the lefty. The shot is up and off by Windham, and the rebound comes down to Mound City. With the basketball, this is Peyton Farr. Farr to the left elbow to McDonald. Back up top to Farr, across onto the right elbow. There's a three from the right wing that's up and off, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Everybody after that loose basketball, a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to favor Mound City. For East Atchison now, Briseida Jimenez checks into the lineup. She's in replacing Zoe Madrid. Now we're going to have a timeout taken with 4:11 to play in the third quarter. 42-20, Mound City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
He had 20 points, at halftime, and now it's 42-20, while Mound City's managed 7 more points in this third stanza. So a 7-0 run in the third quarter for Mound City, and the Panthers will have the basketball. Peyton Farr will inbound it. She lobs it into Miranda Reeder. Back to Farr. Farr with a layup off the glass, up and good. Peyton Farr with her first 2 points of the ball game. Great job by Miranda Reeder with the assist there to put it right back to her. Now Grace Oswald tries to set it up offensively to Windham. Windham tried to penetrate into the paint. Whistle and a foul is going to be called.
That's going to be on Meadows. On Meadows, her third personal foul, team foul, number 2.
Inbounding the ball for East Atchison. Under their basket is Grace Cottle. Cottle lobs it out here to the near side. Driving in. Layup up off, no good. That was put up by Schleter. Schleter will be at the line.
Foul's going to be called on Mound City's Danica McDonald. Her first personal foul, team foul number 3.
Lizzie Schleter, 13 points. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, has not scored in this quarter. This one is up and good, so Schleter now has 14 in the contest. That's the first point of the period for East Atchison. Second shot is up, and it's off. No good. Schleter made 1 out of 2. She's now 2 out of 4 from the line. Miranda Rieger brings the ball up court across the timeline at the top of the circle, holds it there for a minute. A cross-court pass to the far side to Peyton Farr. Right back to Rieger. Rieger got the lay-in up and good, and she will be fouled. Rieger with a nice move to the basket, laid that one in there. She's got 10 points now. Wait a minute, is that 12 for her? What do you got for Rieger?
I got 12 for her.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
And they called that foul on Schleter. So Schleter has 1 personal foul, team foul number 2.
Boy, that crosses me up when they change jerseys. Free throw is on the way, up and good for Miranda Rieger. That gives her 13 points, as I've got it here on the night. This has been an eventful broadcast, hasn't it? Coach Morris came up here a minute ago and let us know that Colby Morris says most of my numbers that are in the program are not the numbers my kids are wearing. So we're going to have fun calling that next one. Our jerseys aren't going to be in numerical order. Alpha, it was easy. Anybody could do it, right?
That's right.
With the ball comes East Atchison on the attack offensively. Pass goes underneath the basket, out of bounds. That was... on the right side, that was Cottle that tried to thread it underneath there, and the ball just got away, so Mound City will get the ball back. No hurry here for the Lady Panthers. They're up 47-21, a little over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mound City will come down very casually with the basketball. Now the ball is stolen away. Fast break the other direction. Comes Cottle. Stolen right back again by Rieger.
Sounds like an interception.
Yeah, Miranda Rieger's been very active this quarter. Rieger wants to bring it all the way down. Takes it into the corner on the right side. Gives the ball off to her teammate under there.
Good cut.
There's a driving lay-in. Up and good. Great job there feeding the basketball to Peyton Farr. Farr lays it in. I've got her with 4 points
yep.
now.
Yep.
49-21. Still only a single point scored in this quarter by East Atchison. We only have 2.5 minutes left to play in the third. There's a double dribble. She knew it the minute she did it. Grace Cottle caught on the double dribble. Taya Windham back into the lineup. Also, Abby Harms, who started the ball game, comes back onto the floor now for the East Atchison Lady Wolves. They've really got into a scoring drought here in this third quarter.
Yeah,
only one point so far. Trailing now 49-21. It's a 14-1 run in the period now for Mound City. Right side, that's Gillenwater, feeds it inside. Up that time, Rieger went up with it. They got a hand on it. Here comes Grace Oswald. She decides not to lay it up. Back out it goes with a jump shot that's up and good by Schleter. Schleter got that one down. I've got her with 16 now, I believe.
Yep, that's what I got, too. Timeout on the court.
All right, 2:01 to go, third quarter. It's 49-23, Mound City up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Peyton Farr back onto the floor. She's wearing some kind of a mouthpiece here. Here's a turnaround jump shot up and off. No good. The rebound comes down to Lizzie Sleater. Sleater with the outlet pass to Grace Oswald. Peyton Farr back on the floor for Mount City. Wearing some kind of a mouthpiece here. She got hit in the mouth earlier. Sleater puts a pass underneath that's stolen away nicely by Maggie Osborne, and Osborne will bring the ball up the court herself. Maggie with the pass to the right side to Meadows. Now it's stolen away. Fast break going the other direction, driving lay-in up and good, put in by Grace Oswald. And that's Grace's first 2 points of the night. Grace has been an active ball player, just hasn't been putting any points up there. 49-25 your score now. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Peyton Farr. Top of the key, long three, comes up short. Rebound Rieger. Rieger's double team falls to the floor. Ball knocked out of her hand. It's going to stay with the Mound City Panthers. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. 107 to go here now in the third quarter. 49-25, Mound City in command. There's the lob pass up to the top of the key to Rieger. Back to Osborne on the left side. Her shot is up and off, no good. And the rebound taken down by Rainey Nordhausen. Nordhausen, outlet pass to Grace Oswald. She'll come down and set the offense. Oswald, left side, Windham. Windham driving layup, up, off, no good. Windham will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul will be called on Mound City.
The foul's going to be called on Danica McDonald. On McDonald, her second personal foul, team foul. Number four,
Taya Windham at the line has 5 points in the ballgame, all of those coming in the first half, shooting two here. The first one is up and off, no good. That was her first attempt from the free throw line. She'll get another shot. Taya Windham is just a freshman, one of many freshmen in this ballgame. Second shot is up, it's off also, won't drop, and the rebound to Maggie Osborne. Less than a minute to go here now in the third quarter, 45 seconds to play. Osborne gives the ball up to Peyton Farr. Farr hands off to Meadows at the top of the key. Meadows works to the right side of the free throw circle, picks up her dribble, a cross court pass comes to Osborne. Osborne holds it a moment. Now takes a couple of dribbles between the rings. They're just going to run a little weave out here at the top of the key and run some clock with 25 seconds to go. Underneath they go into traffic with it. Back up top it comes to Peyton Farr. Over to the right wing to Meadows. Meadows looks at Farr as the cutter going through the paint. Now finds Farr deep in the corner, baseline right side. Tried to go into Rieger. They poke it out of there. Now they look for Osborne on the baseline. The ball is tipped away from Osborne out of bounds. It'll be Mound City's basketball.
Just 7 seconds showing on the clock left here in the third quarter. Mound City basketball.
Meadows to inbound it. Baseline just under the left side of her own backboard. Ready to toss it in. Meadows looking for somebody to break open. All the way to the top of the key it comes. Right back into Meadows in traffic. And Meadows gets fouled underneath. I don't think it was a shooting foul. Who's this one going to be on?
Foul's going to be on Grace Oswald. Oswald's third personal foul, team foul number three.
Oswald called for the personal. All right. 4 seconds to go here. Mound City plays it in. Rieger hands it off, and she traveled with it. Rieger was trying to hand the ball over to Maggie Osborne and traveled with the ball, and that means that East Atchison gets it back with 2 seconds to go, but they're in backcourt on the side. They're going to have to hurry. Now they won't get a shot off. It'll be a long one, but, ooh, doesn't happen. 49-25, your score after three quarters. Mound City on top. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair?
David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Start the quarter, it's Lizzie Schleter driving to the basket. Puts it up and good. Schleter now with 18 points in the ball game as they find themselves trailing the Mound City 49-27 to start this fourth quarter. 49-27, Mound City in front. Here's the Panthers back the other way. This is Peyton Farr with the basketball out top. She'll go to the right corner, McDonald. McDonald will thought about the three. Now she'll fire one. Misses. Off back iron. Maggie Osborne with the rebound. Back outside, Peyton Farr. She'll try the three. Short off front iron. Won't fall. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by East Atchison's Lizzie Schleter for the Wolves. Into the front court, Grace Oswald. Hands it off to the left side, Grace Cottle. Now she'll dribble to the top of the key with it. Cross-court pass, Abby Harms. Harms dribbles to the basket, puts a floater up, won't fall. And underneath the basket, Danica McDonald pulls down the rebound for Mound City. Into the front court, Maggie Osborne right back over to McDonald, who will fire a three off front iron, won't fall. Defensive rebound by East Atchison. That was Grace Cottle on the rebound. Into the front court, Schleter will try a three from the left wing that won't fall. Rebound is going to be chased down by Grace Oswald near the half-court line. She almost loses it, hands it off to Cottle. Now into the right corner, Harms. Harms tries a lob pass it inside to Schleter, who drives to the basket. Shot won't fall. Defensive rebound by Rigger, who will take it to the opposite side, coast to coast. Loses the handle on it, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by guess who defensively, Grace Oswald for East Atchison.
Yeah, there's that tenacious defense again by Grace Oswald, the senior. She's been doing that for 4 years,
yeah,
ever since she was a freshman.
And she just doesn't give up on plays. Mound City inbounds it in front of their own bench. With the basketball is Peyton Farr. Paul Farr hands it off to Celia Celameadows. Now she'll lose the handle on it. Ends up in the hands of Grace Oswald. Oswald, top of the key, thought about the three. Now she'll take the three off front iron. Rebound pulled down by Maggie Osborne for Mound City. 49-27, Mound City with the lead, with the ball moving into the front court. She'll pass it off, hand it off to Meadows. Meadows to the right side, Peyton Farr. Farr holds it there, top of the key. Now they hand it off to Osborne. Look underneath, Rigger. Good high-low passing. Rigger finishes it. Nice pass from Maggie Osborne. And Rigger scores once again for her. I think that's 13 in the ball game now. Off to the right side, it goes to Cottle. Cottle tries to get it to Schleter, loses the handle on it momentarily, tries to save it from going out of bounds, and ends up in the hands of Miranda Rigger for Mound City. Ahead to the front court comes Osborne on the right side. Back out top of the key, Farr will try a three off left iron, won't fall. Defensive rebound pulled down by Schleter.
Well, they're up 51-27 right now, and you can tell Mound City getting a little freer with those three-point attempts.
Letting them fly. Here's Grace Oswald for East Atchison. She'll dribble the baseline. Oh, good pass underneath to Abby Harms. Can't get the shot to go down, but a great pass by Grace Oswald. And there she is, creating havoc. Grace Oswald trying to harass Peyton Farr, bringing that ball up the court.
She can play on my basketball team.
On to the right side, Meadows with it. Taylor Meadows with it. Inside pass to Osborne. Back out to Meadows. Back to Osborne. Now East Atchison looks like they're in a zone defense, 2-3 defense. Bounce pass underneath to Salem Meadows. Finds Rigger, has it blocked away by Schleter. Good defensive effort there by Lizzie Schleter. Ends up in the hands of Grace Oswald.
Schleter went straight up like your coach to do and swatted that one away.
Coach Devin Alberson for East Atchison up off the bench telling his girls to slow it down just a tad. No need to get in a hurry. Here's a bounce pass underneath to Schleter. Before the shot, they're going to call a foul on Mound City.
Miranda Rieger's called for the personal on Miranda. That's her second personal. I think that's team foul number one of the quarter.
Yep, just number one. So East Atchison will retain the ball. Left side of their own basket here. Inbound pass comes into That's Windham with it. She misses the shot. Defensive rebound pulled down by Maggie Osborne. Osborne off to the right side. Meadows will bring it across the timeline. On the far side where we sit, Meadows works the ball around to the left side, Peyton Farr. Now inside Osborne, they go with it back outside. The Panthers probably okay burning a little clock here, looking for layups probably now. I would guess that Coach Ryan Osborne had a little note for him as they came down the court that last time. Here's a bounce pass inside to Rigger. Now they find Osborne. That's an easy one right there. A bunny basket for Maggie Osborne. She's got 14.
Yes, that's right.
And 53-27 the score. Clock shows 3:22. Here's Zatchin as a pass goes over the head of... Who was that? That was Zoe Madron. Zoe Madron trying to corral that basketball. Went over her head.
Here's
out of bounds.
Messer and Atkins back into the lineup now for Mound City. Checking in. Kalia Messer.
Checking in. Into the front court for the Panthers with the basketball in the lead. Comes Sayla Meadows. She'll work it to the right side. Now they try to go to the free throw line. The ball is stolen away by Lizzie Schleter. Here she comes the other way. Now loses the handle on it. Ball can end up going out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover to Mound City.
I thought the Mound City girl swatted it away from her, but perhaps not.
Back into the game for East Atchison comes Grace Oswald with 3:03 left to play here in the ball game. Stay tuned. We will have a post-game show for you, and we will have one more ball game on the docket for you here this evening. The Nightcap, South Holt and East Atchison in the boys' contest. As underneath the basket, putting a shot up is Isabel Atkins, who is fouled. The shot won't fall, but she'll have two free throws coming up. She has 2 points in the ball game.
I think that's going to go on Nordhausen, and on Nordhausen, that's her fourth personal. Atkins misses the first free throw. She's got 2 points so far tonight on one field goal.
Atkins will have another opportunity here. Checking into the ballgame for Mound City comes Avery McDonald, the lone senior on this basketball squad. Atkins free throw up off back iron won't fall. And rebounding there for East Atchison was Lizzie Schleter. Across the timeline comes Grace Oswald for the Wolves. She'll dribble to the free throw line. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the floor. Foul is going to be on, that is on Amber Salas. On Salas, her second personal foul, team foul number two. East Atchison will retain the ball. They'll inbound on the far side in the front court. Oh, good pass underneath the Nordhausen on the inbound play, but she can't get the shot to fall. Whistle and jump ball. Possession arrow is going to be with Mound City.
Well, Schleter did a great job of feeding it into Nordhausen. Found her under the basket, just could not finish. It wouldn't drop, and that's kind of been the case for East Atchison. They've had a lot of bunnies that just wouldn't drop for them.
Now here's a three-pointer by Meadows. That will not fall. Ball's going to go out of bounds and go back to East Atchison.
Did you see Meadows look to the bench after she launched that one? Now she's over saying, I don't know why I did that.
I'm not sure why I did that, but it's okay. Get back out there.
Her first thing was to look at the coach.
Freshman. That's what you get with some freshmen.
Yeah, what did I do?
Into the front court for East Atchison comes Grace Oswald. Clock shows 2:22. Score still 53-27. Not much scoring here in the latter part of the fourth quarter. This is Abby Harms with the basketball for East Atchison. She'll try a shot. Shot will not fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Foul's going to be on Avery McDonald. On Avery, that's her first personal.
Sending Abby Harms to the free throw line. Abby is a senior as well. Has not scored yet this evening. Couple opportunities here. Free throw on the way up off glass. Will not fall. A second free throw pending. That foul was on Avery McDonald. Team foul three. Clock shows 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Free throw up and good for Abby Harms on the second one. She's got 1 point on the evening. Ball is inbounded to Meadows. She'll bring it across the timeline. 2:10 left to play. Again, stay tuned. We do have one more game for you coming up after this. It is the South Holt Knights versus the East Atchison Wolves in the nightcap. Here's the ball stolen away by East Atchison's Nordhausen. Nordhausen steals it away from the Panthers. Into the front court with the basketball comes Grace Oswald. Both teams okay, taking a little bit of time, kind of a big lead for Mound City here. 53-28 the score. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Going back to Mound City, 1:45 to play here in the fourth quarter. couple subs coming in. That's Rosetta Jimenez checking in for East Atchison, and Elena Gillenwater for Mound City. Into the front court comes Gillenwater. She'll go off to the right side to Salas. Salas, top of the key, Avery McDonald. Now they work it around. Cross-court pass sails way over the head of Salas as Gillenwater was trying to get that one to her.
Good hands on that guy up at row number four there.
That's a good catch.
Yeah, nice stop.
A minute 33 here to play, fourth quarter of this girls' contest. Stay tuned for the post-game show.
That guy's saying, I remember back in 68 when I was playing point guard.
I could have shot it from here.
Minute 26 to go in this one. Boys game coming up later. Stay with us here.
Mound City gets the turnover. East Atchison lost it out of bounds, so it will be Mound City basketball as we enter the final moments of the fourth quarter with minute 20 showing on the clock. This is Messer with a pull-up jump shot from the left elbow up and good. Kalia Messer scores her first basket of the ball game, and it's 55-28 as we near the one-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Nice pass inside. That's a good shot up and good for Zoe Madron. Madron gets the bucket off the nice pass from Windham. Clock's trickling for 45 seconds. Here's Avery McDonald. She'll dribble to the left elbow. Loses the handle on it. Stolen away by Abby Harms. Harms into the front court. Taya Windham. Windham off to Jimenez. Jimenez will try the layup. Up won't fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Kalia Messer. 30 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter.
Things getting a little ragged here in the final minute.
Messer will hand it off to Gillenwater. Gillenwater to the right side, Salas. Avery McDonald has it at the top of the key. Back over to the right side, Salas. Trying to go underneath to Adkins. Ball is tipped away. Now whistle and a jump ball is going to be the call with 14 seconds left on the game clock. And the possession arrow is going to be in favor of East Atchison. Inbound pass comes into Windham. She'll bring it into the front court for the Wolves. We do have more basketball for you tomorrow night, so stay tuned. We'll list those out in between games here. Here's a three-pointer for Northeast, and up and good at the buzzer. That counts. She ends with 5 points on the evening, and that's the final. 55-33. Mound City comes out victorious in this girl game. We'll send it back to the studio for 2 minutes, take a break, come back and look at the final game stats, and then get you set for our nightcap. You're listening to live coverage of the 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This holiday season, give a gift that will last a lifetime. A class at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City teaches self-defense skills, builds confidence, gives a great workout, and much more. Classes are available for the entire family. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming camps, seminars, and events such as Women's Self-Defense, Parents Night Out, holiday classes, teen crafts, and much more. Give Heller Martial Arts a call, 402-380-3383, and find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. We are at the final between the Mound City Panthers and the East Atchison Wolves on the girls' side. Our presenting sponsors tonight for tonight's broadcast, Shive Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, State Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services. It was the final score of the girls' game, Mound City Panthers 55, the East Atchison Lady Wolves 33. Looking at the individual scoring for both squads, first for the Wolves, they were led by Lizzie Schleter, the senior. She had 18 points on the evening. It was 5 points apiece for Taya Windham and Rainey Nordhausen. It was 2 points apiece for Zoe Madren and Grace Oswald, and it was 1 point for Abby Harms for their total of 33. For the Mound City Panthers, they were led by 15 points from Miranda Rigger, 14 points from Maggie Osborne, and 13 points from Danica McDonald, and then it was 5 points for Thela Meadows, and 2 points for Kalia Messer, 4 points for Peyton Farr, and 2 points for Isabel Atkins for their total of 55. We'll send it back to the studio for 2 minutes. We do have more basketball here for you this evening. It's the South Holt Knights versus the East Atchison Wolves. We'll start in about 7 minutes, so we'll send it back to the studio for a break, a look at the weather, another break, and we'll come back looking at, get the starters ready and get you set up for this ball game. You're enjoying high school basketball and live coverage of the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.